remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great listeners, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to this edition of the News Hour, coming to you from London on this day, Sunday, the 19th of May in the year of our Lord 2013. Once again, I'm Nnamdi Kanu, your regular host and the director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the Biafran people. And I have with me in the studio today, kindly, she's agreed to be with us. To bring us up to speed with what is happening in the social media world is Carol Monday. And I'm also glad to say that we've fixed everything. As we said before, we do tend to get things fixed at Radio Biafra. Dr. Egemba is able to join us today as well. All well and good. There isn't any problem. We are also hoping to hear from Chukwunde Ebunyeze Ekpa at some point during our proceedings. Uche Mefo may also be able to join us. So we are welcoming you wherever you are in the world. On this day, it could be Monday. In some places, it could still be... I don't think we have any more Saturdays left. No, Saturday is gone. It's Sunday everywhere, but it could be early hours of Sunday towards the west coast of America. And this is Radio Biafra, the only open platform where you can express your views, say your mind. This is the only institution owned by all Biafran people all over the world. Radio Biafra is owned by the listeners. Radio Biafra is owned by the consultative council of 10 men in each country. Radio Biafra is owned by the entire Biafran people. Radio Biafra is the only institution. It is the only thing. It is the only thing that all Biafrans own together. There is no other place. Even the Igbo people, even the Doma people, in fact, even the former Biafra that comprises of Southeast and South, they don't have anything in common. The only thing, the only language they understand is Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is a unifying force. That is why we are here. But we are also here to tell you the truth, to bring you the redemption of Biafra in truth and honesty from London or from anywhere else in the world for that matter, because next week, Radio Biafra will be coming to you from the holy city of Jerusalem, because we need to go and do some very important things there, which we are not at liberty to tell you. But we don't want you to hear from other people that your own radio station traveled to Israel without telling you. So we are informing you this evening. We are informing our listeners and we're welcoming everybody. If this is your first time of joining this great family, you are welcome. This is where you can speak your mind. Please, we are saying, before you contribute to our debate, if you don't know what we are discussing and you want to follow us, please go on the website at www.radiobiafra.co or www.beliehumanrights.org. That is where you can be able to listen to it. But if you want to get the information before you join, we don't want people coming here and say, oh, what have you been doing? Or we don't know what is happening. Please, we are doing something. We've been very busy for a very long time. And we are going a long way to make sure that we bring you Biafra in truth and honesty. That is why we exist. We have no other issue to discuss. We are unashamedly a one-issue station. The only issue we are talking about is Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Morning, afternoon and night. If you're fed up of it, please travel to Maiduguri and live there. If you're fed up of listening or hearing the word Biafra, please you relax with your investment in Lagos. Here on this very place, it is like a church. People come to Radio Biafra to worship in to worship God in truth and honesty, using the language of Biafra, the language of freedom, the language of non-oppression, the language of free expression of your thought, regardless of how unpalatable your views may be. Once again, we welcome you. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Please, you know the number to call if you wish to join our discussions later on during the program. The number, as always, is 0783-1308-376. It's on the top right-hand corner of your screen because Radio Biafra website is formatted for mobile use. It should be able to fit on your screen. If you look on the top right-hand corner of your screen, after the live icon, which is green, you should be able to see the number to call should you wish to join us. Those of you on Skype, we are also welcoming you. All you need to do to join Radio Biafra via Skype is to just add Radio Biafra to your contact list. We will accept you. We don't even need to accept you before you can start calling us because Radio Biafra is an open platform. It is your station. If you have ever contributed towards Radio Biafra, if you have ever donated one penny to Radio Biafra, it is your station. You can call anytime to demand explanation as to what is happening. We will tell you. If you contribute towards the upkeep of Radio Biafra, you can call at any time to ask us, what are you people doing with my money? We'll be able to explain to you. This is your station. Our account is published once every year, October of each year. October of this year, our account will be published. Radio Biafra is publicly listed in the United Kingdom under the management of RBL, which is Radio Biafra London Management Services Limited. That is the holding company for Radio Biafra. We are a fully audited company. This is England. We need to submit our finalized account every blessed year. So each and every dime that is contributed towards Radio Biafra, every loss that we make, which we are running very heavily at this very time, we should be able to bring that to the knowledge of not only the authorities in England, but also to your attention as our esteemed listeners, and more importantly, the guardian, the custodian of the truth that is leading us towards Biafra. Your job is not just to listen. Your job is to hold us to account, to ask questions. We don't want people saying, God bless you, you are moving very well. No, ask us difficult questions. We want to start building the new Biafra from now. We should not be afraid of people we have asked to do work for us. We are your servants. We are serving you. We are serving you. And as we said, by the grace of God, we'll be able to do this work and do it very well. You own what we do. You own this radio station. You decide what happens. You don't be afraid of asking us whatever question you have in mind regarding how we are going to get Biafra, because we are here to serve you. If you ask us for any information, we should be able to provide that to you. Radio Biafra is not owned by anybody. We must say it. This is the only pro-Biafran outfit. This is the only pro-Biafran institution not owned by any single individual. Every other pro-Biafran group is owned by somebody. Radio Biafra and Bilie Human Rights Initiative are not owned by any body or group of persons. It belongs to everybody. That is why Bilie can have an annual general meeting where people are elected into office. We want to go back to the way things were before by putting people democratically into office, regardless if we are in a freedom fighting situation or not. Please, 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 this is your station. It belongs to you. It can grow if you want it to grow. It can fall if you so wish it to fall. But we are not praying for that to happen, because this is the only medium through which you can receive the truth. The news that Nigerian media will not publish, Radio Biafra will report it. We will announce it. We will analyze it. Here, there are no places that are out of bounds. Everything that is discussable under the sun, we can discuss on Radio Biafra. So we are welcoming you wherever you are in the world. We are saying good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is where you are, that this is your family. You are one with us, and we are also one with God. We are here to serve Biafra in truth and honesty, in absolute truth and honesty. We cannot keep anything away from you, our esteemed listeners. We are not in a guerrilla war. We are not fighting any war in the bushes. So there is no need for us to be too overduly concerned about what we are going to do regarding how we're going to get Biafra. Is a very simple thing. Our approach, our steps are very, very... It was only a three-step approach. We organize a worldwide demonstration. We take that momentum. There is something called momentum, please. For those of us who don't understand why we want to conduct a worldwide demonstration, please Go to your dictionary and find out the meaning of the word momentum. We want to build up a head of steam. With that momentum, with that certificate of approval from the diaspora, from the entire Biafran family, what by holding all these rallies and demonstrations, what we are doing in each country is to get the authority of our people in those countries to proceed to have this demonstration. Once we have concluded it, we then use that momentum and go home. We use the force and go home. Radio Biafra editorial board will be on the ground. We're not asking people to do for us. We will be on the ground in Biafra land, reporting from Biafra land, making sure that we coordinate the struggle from the floor itself. And then, after that, we then go and meet our enemies. Our enemies is the Nigerian state and her agents, and we are going to defeat them. Anybody who thinks we cannot defeat them is dreaming, because we will defeat them for the very, very simple reason that 1967 to 1970 is nearly 45 years ago. They cannot defeat us again. And we know why. If we can broadcast Radio Biafra from Britain, the seat where they said that we must die, if we can go to Biafra land and broadcast Radio Biafra freely from Enugu, from Onitsha, from Oka, from Nnewi, from Owerri, from Aba, if we can take Radio Biafra to Lagos, there is nothing we cannot do. We are not afraid and we can never be afraid. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. The only person we are afraid of is God himself in heaven who made us. In fact, it is him who said that we must embark upon this journey to serve our people in truth and honesty. And that's what we are doing. Once again, we're welcoming you. And please, we'll quickly go to our headlines. But before we do so, I will go to Carol, who is here with me at the studios, to please say hello to you before we proceed. Please, Carol.
Yes, good evening, everybody, or good morning and good day.
Thank you very much. And Dr. Gemba is patiently waiting. He wasn't able to be with us yesterday. Please, Doctor, can you say hello to our listeners before we proceed, please?
Our listeners all over the world, it's a great pleasure once more to be with you. Happy Sunday, wherever you are, and please relax and listen as always and tell your friends about the Radio Biafra. Thank you for listening and for your time.
Thank you very much. Everybody, please tell your friends, put it if you're on Skype, write on your Skype wall, I am listening to Radio Biafra. Please join me by going to www.radiobiafra.co or radiobiafralondon.com or biliehumanrights.org. Put that on your wall. We have been asking and asking, and I don't know why some of us claim we are Biafrans when we are afraid to announce to the world who we are. I don't know what we are running from. I don't know what we are afraid of. We should be able to come out to say to the world, I am a Biafran, and I am very proud of it. Why can't we come on Facebook and announce it? Why can't we do this on Twitter? Why can't we do it on our Skype? Why can't we use our BlackBerry BBM services to be able to announce it, to say, please go and listen to Radio Biafra. With information, with knowledge, we will defeat Nigeria. Without knowledge, we cannot. Our people cannot be in bondage, in blindness. They don't know what is happening in the north. People don't know what is happening in the north. So how can we then allow ourselves to be deceived the same way they deceived us before? When they were killing us between 67 and 70, people in Lagos didn't know what was happening. People in Maiduguri didn't know what was happening. People in Benue never knew what was happening. Are we going to allow the same thing to happen again? Nigeria is at war. There is war going on in Nigeria. We must bring the news to our people. We must be prepared. We cannot allow Nigeria to disintegrate into chaos without us being prepared for it. This evening, our principal headlines are follows. We are reporting that, I don't know if people know him, Colonel Abubakar Umar. All this news, by the way, is on Radio Biafra website. He's saying that Nigeria is a failed state. This is not Radio Biafra. Colonel Abubakar Umar is saying that Nigeria is a failed state. This is a Hausa person saying it. A colonel in the army is telling the whole world, not privately, he is announcing it to the whole world, even reported by Vanguard as well, that Nigeria is a failed state. If a Hausa person is saying that Nigeria is a failed state, how about we? What is the state of our preparedness? If they are acknowledging that Nigeria has failed, how about us? What are we going to do about it? We are also bringing you information this evening that there is a gentleman by the name Yakubu Gowon. Not a gentleman, he's a murderer, he's a killer. This is the direct quote of Yakubu Gowon. Yakubu Gowon said, I do not know why Nigerians do not value the lives of other Nigerians. This is what Yakubu Gowon is saying, the murderer of women and children, over 3 million of them, This was the man that prosecuted a war with vengeance. This was the man that stole our money after the war, which people don't even remember. A lot of young people born don't know that all the money that their fathers and their mothers put in the bank account in Nigeria were all stolen from them. Nobody knew that. We are reminding you once again today that Nigeria not only killed 3.5 million of us, they took our money as well. That was why they managed to impoverish us to the level whereby they imposed Hausa agents on us through Abiasika up until this very moment. They killed us and they took everything we had. In Port Harcourt, it was called abandoned property. In Lagos, it was abandoned property. In other places, they stole our businesses, they stole our properties, they stole our money, and they stole our lives. We cannot continue to allow them to run our lives. The few of us who are alive, we cannot allow that to happen. Those in their graves are turning. Our ancestors are very upset with us. That is why trees are falling and killing us wherever we are. That is why there is abomination upon abomination in our land. That is why we are burying people every blessed second in Igbo land, because we are not doing what we are supposed to do. We are praying to God in heaven and asking him, please, if not for any other thing, for the sake of the people that want Biafra in truth and honesty, for the sake of those that work at Radio Biafra, for the sake of those at Bile Human Rights Initiative, for the sake of those who believe that without Biafra there is no headway for us, please let him have mercy. We are asking God in heaven to please have mercy upon our people. If not for any other thing, please, please, please spare them because of us. Because we are prepared to give anything that is required in this struggle, we will give 10 times over in order for us to be free. So we are asking God not to destroy all of us for the stupidity of the few, not to destroy the many. Because we believe, as Barrister Adolf Emeka said once, that over 80% of Biafrans believe in Biafra. Over 80% of Igbo people believe in Biafra. So please, we are begging God not to destroy us. This arch criminal and murderer, go on, who incidentally killed people and ran to United Kingdom, this same place we are broadcasting from, is telling us today that Nigeria do not value lives. He was the one that introduced killing in Nigeria on an industrial scale. The democracy of death going on in Nigeria, whereby when they want to kill people from Biafra, the same people from the north. When they want to kill people from Biafra, the same people from Yoruba land, the same thing is now happening in Hausa land. All the people commanding the battalions in the north, flying the aircraft, killing people there, are the people from the south. That's what Nigeria does. If you want to kill one group of people, use another tribe to go and do the dirty work for you. That's what they're doing. We are also reporting this evening in passing that the Nigerian police have come out to say that they will not arrest Asare Dokubo. If we recall, they said that Asare Dokubo, the leader of MEND, Movement for the Emancipation of Niger Delta People, because of the inflammatory remarks he made concerning Goodluck's Jonathan re-election in 2015, Asare Dokubo said, for those who have not heard, if Goodluck Jonathan is not returned in 2015, there will be no more Nigeria. Hausa people are saying, if Goodluck Jonathan stays in office in 2015, there will be no more Nigeria. So Nigeria is going to collapse. It is going to fall to pieces. In contrast to that, Owazirike himself is on the run from the police, hiding from house to house, running from them. Other people are coming out and speaking. Every other major nationality have come out to speak about what is happening in Nigeria. The people, the leadership of MASOP, cannot talk because they have been compromised. Instead, they are running from kitchen to kitchen, running from house to house. They cannot speak. Somebody called for a seat at home on the 8th of June, and the Nigerian police are pursuing him. Somebody said that Nigeria will come to an end in 2015 if their person is not re-elected. Who amongst these two committed treason? And why is Owazirike running when Asare Dokubo is speaking out boldly? We'll be asking this evening, who amongst these two is a freedom fighter? Also, we are reporting this evening that Akpabio himself, the governor of Akwa Ibom State, Godswill Akpabio, have said that every person and institution in Nigeria is corrupt. This is from a governor, a sitting governor in Akwa Ibom. A governor who has been elected, probably rigged into office, is telling the whole world that Nigeria, everybody in Nigeria is corrupt. In other words, Nigeria cannot be salvaged. It is finished. It is gone forever and ever. Anybody who believes in Nigeria, please go and ask your mother who pregnanted her, because your father is not Igbo. You don't have Biafran blood, pure Biafran blood running in you. If you are in doubt as to what Biafra represents, it means you are not well. Go and see a doctor, because Biafra itself is the kingdom of heaven on this earth, and we are here to get it. We are the soldiers of this very kingdom, and nothing is going to stop us from getting Biafra now or ever. Please, Doctor, that is the headline this evening. And to our listeners, if you can please, by way of summary or praise, give us your take on what we're presenting this evening before we proceed to take some calls from our listeners.
Okay, thank you, Nambe. Well, first of all, let me start with the Farid Okubo. Well, his arrest shall not arrest, and what the comment the police made. I think one of the reasons, or the reason why the police said that, is that they know that because of Wazirike's connection with the government, they are not in a hurry to go after him. And that will provide them the perfect excuse not to go for Farid Okubo, because if they pick up Farid Okubo, assuming they want to commit suicide, if I may put it that way, then the question would ask, oh, you have charged this person for treason, which is not even, which cannot be justified. How come you are going after this one when you have not arrested that this one? All those rubbish. In fact, all they are doing, the police is doing in the east, by the east, I'm including the whole of the south side, all this they call south side and the southeast nonsense. The whole of the eastern Nigeria is, they are just playing for time, because now the real war, they are confronting the war in the area they have a reason for to declare war, that is in northeast Nigeria, the home city, the headwaters of Boko Haram. Now they have woke up to from their slumber, and they have now started to do something. It is only time we tell how successful they will be. But with regards to Farid Okubo and Wazirike, all the police are doing, they are just playing for time, because they do not have enough reason to arrest Farid Okubo, because Farid Okubo has not said anything worse than what the northern politicians, some of them even serving in the president's office, serving in Atarok. There's nothing special. There's nothing special exciting that Farid Okubo has said that has not been repeated. He is more or less repeating what others said. That, okay. But by the way, if you are talking about arresting, it is Buhari that's supposed to have been arrested since 2011. At least in particular, Buhari, this is a former head of state. A former head of state who have served at different senior juicy offices in Nigeria, positions in Nigeria. He contested election, a fair and a supposedly free and fair election, monitored, declared by the international community, by institutions set up by law within their so-called zoological republic, and they declared a winner. Now, a person who still want to occupy the same position come out openly to say that if he did not win, or as he did not win the election, he will make it. It was quoted that he will make the Nigeria ungovernable.
He said it. And Buhari said it. He has done it. Buhari, that's what Buhari said when he lost the
election. He has done it. It is on record. Now, why has nobody picked up Buhari? Why the police has not gone for him? Why did the presidency and the whole Nigerian security apparatus scared of Buhari? Why are they coming after Farid Okubo? Why are they even talking about Wazirike in the first place? Because if we are to do it, what did Wazirike do? Did he commit what sin did he commit? Okay, fair enough. The flag is flying here and there. The seat at home is entering here and there. But they themselves know that his self-identity is over. They themselves, I mean, the federal government know that they have him in their pocket. So why do they need to come after him again? Why he is working for them and campaigning for the President General to the election for 2015 election, assuming Nigeria will exist before then, assuming there will be election, assuming that Nigeria to be presided over.
Nigeria can exist if they want. Nigeria can exist if they want, but we are moving ahead. We are moving ahead. Nigeria can exist all it likes. Right. We are moving ahead.
All this is they are saying is just to deflect attention from the problem they have at hand. Farid Okubo is not their problem. Wazirike is not their problem. They should address the fundamental security problem they have, which is in the north, which is connected with the Boko Haram, which Buhari knows about, which Babangida knows about, which Chiwema knows about, which even the president himself, they know about, they know who is who, who is sponsoring Boko Haram. They know where they are. Why can't they go out for them and they are looking for people who just rephrasing what other people have said? It doesn't make sense at all.
Yes, thank you very much. And we are also reporting this evening, as we said in our headline, that the man who started this orgy, this cycle of killing, by leading the counter coup in 1966 that wiped out wiped away the entire Igbo officer class within the Nigerian army, or armed forces as the case may be, because they even killed some people within the navy as well. These are the things that most people do not understand, Carol. And when we talk about this, and you see a lot of anger towards the British, it is understandable sometimes, because this man we're talking about is the man, if you go to the website, General Yakubu Gowon, they call him, he is the only man, he is the only mass murderer that, who hasn't gone to trial. When there was a problem in Rwanda, they arrested the Hutu people responsible and sent them to The Hague. When there was problem in Liberia, Charles Taylor and all the rest of it was Obasanjo himself that gave Charles Taylor away when Charles Taylor was hiding in Calabar, of all places. When there was trouble in Sierra Leone, there were people charged with war crimes and genocide. Therefore, the same thing. When the problem flared up in former Yugoslavia between the Serbs and the Muslim minority in Bosnia Herzegovina, people went to trial. As we speak right now, I think Slobodan Milosevic is dead. I don't know. But I know that Ratko Mladic is in detention in The Hague. And also is Radovan Karadzic, who was the president of the Serbian breakaway group in Bosnia Herzegovina. In other places where there's been atrocities, people are facing trial. They are calling for people to be tried, even in Chechnya, for what the Russians did. Why is it that Gowon is still alive and walking about? It's a good thing Awolowo is dead anyway. Awolowo has died. He's gone. He's finished. But we need to drag up that memory to remind people that when Igbo writers and commentators and Biafran commentators are saying that Awolowo is a national hero in Nigeria, it is a mockery upon the people who are dead already. These are people that kill. The man that is coming out openly in any other place, Gowon will be dead. Somebody will single out himself to go and kill Gowon. This is the man that murdered after Hitler, after Adolf Hitler. The next mass murderer in the modern history of the world is Yakubu Gowon. This man is walking about making statements, and we're accepting it. And that is why the spirit of the dead is disturbing us. That is why they are crying out for vengeance from where they are. And we have said it before, we'll say it again. We will continue upon this path to get what we are looking for. We will continue to pursue freedom until we get it. Because they need to be assuaged. The only thing we can do to make them rest, wherever they are, their spirit are troubled and killing us every blessed day, is to make sure we get our freedom. You can now begin to understand. Is there anywhere you have, anywhere on this earth, or anywhere it is plausible for somebody who committed murder on such a scale to be given protection by the international community because they want oil coming from Biafra land?
But it seems to me that the man is being protected by Nigeria and these other states, you know, BP and Britain. But if the people of Biafra and the Igbo people force enough to make a case, you need to take the case to Geneva, the Geneva Convention. This is against human rights, and the only way you need to is to get that man and to try him. Bring the evidence forward, take it to Geneva. Obviously, it's going to take money, unfortunately, like everything else. But that's what you have to do. You have to take it to the Geneva Convention and prove it against human rights, not Britain. Not anywhere else but Geneva, because that is where they have the Convention for Human Rights. And as far as I'm concerned, if he's committing atrocities and so much murder, then he needs to be convicted. This is like Hitler. All of these war criminals, they're still being convicted now, in centuries later there. They're still being brought to trial from the Second World War. So this man there can come too. He can go to trial at Geneva.
Of course, you can't go to trial. We are the ones stopping it. That is why people sometimes say, oh, but Nnamdi Kanu, you're too upset. Why are you? I said to people, there is no need going to school if you cannot utilize what you have read. To grow an economy is a very simple thing. It is called the factors of production. Even a child of 12, you know how the fact that we have high unemployment in Biafra today that almost 80-85% of people are not working is because we are not utilizing what we have read. How can we read Chinua Achebe's book? Next week we'll bury him. Achebe wrote, there was a country. Look at the evidence contained in that very book. We have done nothing. Oh, have you read what Achebe wrote? Achebe wrote this book. Achebe wrote that book. What have you done with the book? You don't go to school and read and study and don't utilize it. This is our time to do something. Is it when the one is dead? We have to move against this man and get him to come to trial. We can file the case here in London. He will never come to London again in his life. Any day he enters into any EU, in fact, they will send an international arrest warrant for him. Who is he? Nobody is above the law. But our people are pussyfooting everywhere. Have you read this book? Reading a book is bunkum. It doesn't mean anything. Unless you do what the book says you should do. Achebe is asking us to go after Gowon. Achebe is asking us to go after the people that killed our mothers, killed our fathers, killed our cousins, killed our brothers, killed our sisters. Not to be saying, have you read that book? Let's celebrate Achebe. He is dead. People are running everywhere. It's going to be the biggest burial in the history of burial. What nonsense! Achebe have given us a mission to perform. Go after the people that killed you. The law says they must be tried. In here in England, the people of the Kikuyus in Kenya, the Kikuyus, they are like a tribe in Kenya, as stubborn as we are, the Igbo people. The British, the same thing they did to us, they even did worse to them. What did the Kikuyus do? They came to Britain, took Britain to court, and they won the case. Here in London, they defeated Britain in their own court using evidence. The white, let us make this very clear. The court in Britain is not owned by the government. In fact, they will even want to bring the government down. If we bring a case against Gowon, we will win the case. It is for us to put our acts together. Let us not stop saying, oh, in Biafra we trust. We have Biafra in our heart. That is rubbish. What are you doing about it? If we cannot bring Gowon to trial, we are a bunch of time wasters. We can't do anything. How can we go and get Biafra when the people that killed us are still there? What stops Gowon from killing us again tomorrow when he's still alive? In every part of the world where there has been genocide, people have gone to jail because of it. Only in Nigeria. Because of oil. And as you can see, as black as crude oil is, which goes to show that it is even coming out of the mouth of Lucifer or underground himself. You see how black crude oil is. That is why anywhere there is crude oil, there is no peace. People are talking about oil as if they are senseless. The greatest natural asset you have is your brain. You don't need crude oil to survive. You have your brain. Crude oil do not build aeroplane. Crude oil doesn't build cars. It is brain that does all those things. People are talking about oil as if to say they are very lazy. We are there moping around, wasting time for no reason. We must rise up now. Gowon must face trial before that idiot dies. He must face trial for killing our people. Some idiots, this is the man that Rosa Sokolacha was dining with. A man that killed your own people. It's like telling me that a Jewish man will go and be dining with Adolf Hitler if Hitler was alive. What nonsense. The Israeli secret service hunted down every Nazi concentration camp guard. Not even German officials. Every Nazi concentration camp guard, they hunted them down and killed them. Or brought them to trial. That is how you avenge the spirit of the dead. Not to be running around saying, have you read this book? Have you read that book? Achebe gave us all the evidence that we are looking for. And we are there wasting time. We'll go and take your calls in a very short while, please. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra here. We are not happy. We are not happy because our people are dying. We are not happy because they killed us. They have continued to kill us. And they will go on killing us until we do something about it. Please, if you're joining us for the very first time, do not be alarmed. If you don't have the passion and the desire to serve Biafra, it is understandable. You can go back to your Hausa father or your Hausa mother. We are not begrudging you of that. But if you claim you are a fully blooded Igbo person, you are from Idoma, you are fully blooded, you are a full-blown Biafran, then you must support this very noble effort, this very noble initiative. And only God knows, only God in heaven knows the reason why we have not been able to persecute the likes of T.Y. Danjuma, the likes of Obasanjo, the likes of Haruna, the likes of Gowon. Even the Awolowo family themselves, they must be brought because they must be shamed for their criminality. Awolowo is a mass murderer. He's a criminal. He not only killed us, Awolowo killed us and took our money. Awolowo is like one of those people in Holocaust camps in Europe that when they kill Jewish women, they will take their hair and turn it into and stuff mattresses and pillows with it. When they kill people, they will go and pull their gold teeth. That was exactly what Awolowo did. They killed us, they went to the bank and they took our money. And what can we do? All we did was to lie about and say, Yoruba people are united. They are one. Because they cover their own criminals up. Because they support evil. We are Biafrans, we don't support evil. Please, if you want to join this conversation this evening, the number to call is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. If you want to join us on Skype, some of you have been calling on Skype. If you want to join us on Skype, please, you know what to do. Just add Radio Biafra and all will be well. That's all there is to it. And you can call us if you want to call us. A lot of you have been calling. Ikechukwu have been calling. A few of you, Henry as well, please, you are now more than welcome to call back and then air your views and we can debate it. But we want to do something as well as international efforts we are making to make sure that Biafra is heard in every country. We are also asking you this evening to please consider the effort we are going to make sure that these people that killed our sons and our daughters, our mothers, our fathers are brought to book. The same way it has happened in every other country, please. The same way it's happened. So all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype list. What has been happening today, I can understand there's been a lot of raging arguments. You said before you came here that there's been a lot of argument and discussions, and you've been getting a lot of flack. People have been blaming you, calling you a manner of names and all the rest of it. Why? I hope you can understand the frustration.
Yeah, firstly, let me correct you. You said that only Biafrans are welcome here at this website. This is not true because I'm here. So unless you want me to walk out, Namdi, you must welcome everybody, because the people that are against atrocities, people who, like myself, that cannot stand these crimes happening, they need to get knowledge. And this is how we get knowledge, by listening to the people that are phoning in and giving us the truth so that we can stand up for you.
Thank you.
Or with you.
Yes, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from. Hello? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from. Can you hear us?
Calling from Holland, Amsterdam.
Please give us your name again. It wasn't very clear before. Give us your name again, please.
My name is Ikechukwu.
And what is your father's name? That's better, because in Igbo land, when you see somebody, nobody in Igbo land can ask you what is your name. No elder can call you and say, so when you call it, you give us your name and give us your father's name. Go ahead, please.
Okay. President, my first time of calling. In fact, I'm very happy, you know. I want to thank all of you that make this thing come true. You know, I'm hearing Radio Biafra, and in fact, I'm trying to bring other people on the line so that we can move ahead. In fact, I want to thank all of you. I don't know what you people are discussing now. I want to thank all of you.
Does it mean you're not listening to Radio Biafra right now? Are you not listening to Radio Biafra? Because Radio Biafra is live on the air. Are you not listening to Radio Biafra?
No, we are trying to connect. You know, we are trying to connect it. Okay. I'm just resting.
Okay.
We are trying to connect it. Yeah.
It's very easy. Go to www.radiobiafra.co.
Yeah.
If you go there, if you're using a laptop, it will start playing automatically. You don't need to do anything. Just log into the website. It will start playing immediately. Or you go to bilehumanrights.org. Bile Human Rights, all one word with an S at the end, .org. You should be able to get us there.
Okay, I'm trying to rest now because we don't know what you people are discussing, but we are trying to rest now.
Do you have internet connection at home?
Yeah,
you have an internet connection, isn't it? You have internet connection at home.
Yes.
Go to the website, you will get it. Go to the website, you will get Radio Biafra. Once you log in, Radio Biafra will start playing immediately. You don't need to do anything. Just go to www.radiobiafra.co, not .com. Radiobiafra.co. You will get us there. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Yes, we also have another caller on Skype. Let us see if we can take it. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
I am Ikechukwu Okafor, calling.
Yes, go ahead, go ahead. Ikechukwu, go ahead.
Okay. I'm Ikechukwu Okafor, calling from Spain, Madrid.
Okay, from Madrid. Please lower, but you're here in Egan. You know, turn off your system and speak to us via Skype, because I can hear my voice coming back at me. Turn it off and speak to us via Skype, please. We want to be professional here. Hello? I think we have lost them. We have lost them. We have lost them completely. Let's go to doctor, please. Dr. Egemba, we are trying to look at the implication. You wrote something before on Gowon and this whole genocide issue. Why are our people quiet over, why are we allowing Gowon to be moving about very freely? We've taken Nigeria to court in Nigeria. Why are we allowing Gowon to be moving about very freely? But before you answer, please, doctor, do bear with us. Let us go back to this call from Spain. This is Radio Biafra again. Give us your name and where you are.
Okay. I'm the same person that called before.
Yes, please.
I am Okafor, calling from Madrid, Spain.
Yes, go ahead.
I was added Radio Biafra on my Skype, was it yesterday night? So I sent a message,
yes,
which you guys asked me to do.
Yes.
Because there was a time I called, I told you guys that I volunteered myself for donating.
Yes.
So all this while I've been trying to contact those guys that live here in Spain, all those guys that are registered, volunteered themselves too.
Yes.
That I wanted to communicate with them, but there is no way to get them. So I sent all my data yesterday. So I don't know if you guys get it or I don't. I want to confirm.
We got the details that you sent, but what I ask you to, what we say all the time is, a lot of people are calling all the time saying this on air, which is very good. You do have your friends in Spain. You have your own people in Madrid itself. That is where you are. We'll put you in touch with them.
Yeah.
We are asking you. Yes.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to know is that I don't communicate with them, and I just want to get your number so that I can communicate with them. We can talk. I can talk to them. Then we know what next to do. You know, because I know there's a lot of people here that volunteered and registered,
yes.
But I haven't seen them. So I am trying my possible best to make sure that if I can get them, and communicate with them.
Yes, okay, we will be able to send you these details. Today is Sunday, as you know. All we've done is to try to catch up and to rest a bit. But by tomorrow, you should be able to get the details of the people in Spain, your fellow friends, so you can mix with them and new people can get going. Because we have a lot of projects going. We have the worldwide demonstration to come. We have to make sure that everybody is receiving Radio Biafra in the whole of Africa, not just in Biafra land and in Nigeria. And we have to take Gowon to court. We have to take him. It's not a distraction. We have to take him to court. It's important.
Yeah, although I've been trying my possible best, because most of my guys that live here with me in Madrid, I've been telling them, sending message to them, communicate with them. But some having a head, you know, that some are stubborn, you know. They are trying to argue, to do many things. Some are trying to fight me. Even just imagine, Igbo people like me. So, but all I have to do is that I will continue, you know, to tell them the truth. You know, I'm still sending message to all my guys on Facebook and Skype too.
All you need to do is to ask them to listen to Radio Biafra. That's all. You don't need to preach to anybody. Say to them, this is Radio Biafra. Go and listen to the old broadcast. Listen to live broadcast. That's all you need to do. Don't preach to anybody. Because Biafra is a spiritual calling. You don't preach to people to come and save themselves from death. You allow them. If they don't want to be part of it, that's entirely up to them. We're not begging anybody. We are not looking for more. We're not looking for millions of people. We are looking for a handful of dedicated people to go and get what belongs to us. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Let's go to the line. This is Radio Biafra, please. The caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
This is Ono. I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain.
Okay, that is wonderful. You had our brother now. Maybe he's still there. Yes, he's still there. His name is Ikechukwu. He's calling from Barcelona. He's from Madrid. Sorry, and his number is here. Please, I will send it to you. His number is here.
Okay.
Oh no, I'll send you his number so that you can make, obviously communicate with him. Or are you at liberty to allow us to call out your number on the air so you can pick it up?
Actually, you can send me his number. Call him, because majority of us are here in Barcelona, because here there are a lot of our people, millions of them, at least hundreds of thousands of them, but the few that these Biafran spirit, and most of them are listening, but the few ones that have come up, we are here mobilizing, we are trying to do something. It might take some few months, you people will start hearing from us. So we are here in Barcelona, the serious ones, the ones who have the zeal and the spirit to move forward. We don't ask anybody. We just tell them, majority of them listen to Radio Biafra, but we don't have time to be begging people. The ones, when they see now there is a case or whatever, one move, all of them will join immediately. I know how our people behave. They always used to be skeptics of everything. But when they see that this is real, many of them will come up. They are listening. I have met about 10 boys today. Most of them tell me they are listening. But the few we have already mobilized, we are moving forward. So this guy in Madrid, you can give him my number. If he's serious, later we'll still meet and all of us will find a way. We'll be moving forward. That's the most important thing.
Yes, but Ono, you said something that worried us a little bit there. You said that in a few months, we don't have a few months to wait. We cannot wait for Spain.
I think I told you that I'll be making travel.
I know.
I'll be traveling to Biafra land by next month. If I come back, everything will just be working out. Because now, I started calling when I've already made all the programs for traveling. So if I'm back, it's just a month period. Everything will be working. But the numbers, the 10 people will get it before then. Next week, we'll have a meeting here. By next week, I think we'll get the 10 number for the volunteers. Then, I mean for the contribution, it will start coming. The general contribution from us will be coming. But private individual have their own things to do. So those ones, I don't need to be talking it here on air. You know, it's private something. So the one I told you, if I come back before, you will hear from me about that.
Okay. And, for the free period that I'm not free, because I'll still be working, for the brief period that Radio Biafra will be away from London, all the coordination will be done from the office. There is Dr. Egemba, there is Uche Mefo, there is Amarachi, there is Chikune Bunyeze, and also our volunteer who is Carol Monday, who will also be helping with administrative work to make sure that all of you are reached wherever you are. So it is important. Thank you very much for your call, Ono, and God bless you where you are. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Okezie Mwage.
Yes.
I live in Dublin.
You live in Dublin?
But I'm called, I live in Dublin, Republic of Ireland.
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Thank you. First is, thanks for the effort you are making and for all the zeal that I'm seeing.
Yes, within, we are listening. Within, go ahead. We are within, listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Within Dublin here, I met with a few of our people who were even already talking to you before me. So, as it is now, one thing I can tell you is that in Dublin, we are making efforts to come together. And because of the way we see the effort they are making as something that requires self-sacrifice, we are taking care to be sure that people who come with us are people who genuinely want to support the struggle. So we don't just want to rally everybody. We want to be sure that people who join are really people who understand first the need what you are doing, and secondly, sacrifice that will be required.
That is correct.
So I want to tell you that yes, we are with you, and hopefully in the next next 2 weeks, we will be having our first meeting that will see us formalize all our plans, be sure that we have one common front in our support from Dublin.
Thank you very much.
So, but I want you to know that we are with you, and thank you so much.
I'm very glad to hear that, and so is everybody, including the editorial board, because we are wondering what was happening. We know our brother is making a lot of effort in Ireland, so it is a good thing to know that our neighbors in Ireland are also moving ahead and doing something. So thank you very much for calling, and we'll be hoping that by the time you have your meeting in the coming weeks, you'll be able to give us 10 people who will be prepared to spearhead this consultative assembly in Ireland. It is important that we carry the views of everybody along with us. Everybody is carried along. That is why we are setting up this consultative council in every country. We don't want people to say, nobody told us, we are here, we did not. No. We want every country to be represented so that anything we do at Radio Biafra is your view. It is what you want us to do that we will do, not what anybody else is asking us to do. So thank you very much. Doctor, where are we on this? You've heard a lot of people coming in and making suggestions and contributions in terms of how to move forward. When somebody calls and say, I'm here, I'm lost, I don't know what to do, somebody else will be able to come in. But please, doctor, if you bear with us, Uche MFO is on the line. Uche, please, go ahead. The floor is open.
Well, thank you very much. I want to say a very big thank you to our members and dear friends and friends of dear friends from around the world. First of all, we're having some technical problems on the Radio Biafra, www.radiobiafra.co. The file keeps falling, so it would be better to tell listeners to try alternative website like www.radiobiafralondon.com or www.radiobiafralondononline.com or www.belierhumanrights.org. And www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. I can see that the website is not stable. I mean, especially the www.radiobiafra.co. So this will give listeners some kind of choice,
yes,
in order to engage with the program.
Yes.
At the moment, this is the situation. Having said that, a number of things have been happening, including the comments, public comments made by Gowon, and he's being celebrated. Gowon is a war criminal that should not be living. In fact, he should not be free in the land of the free man. He should have been put behind the jail. But it's unfortunate that even the Igbos, even the Biafrans who suffered in his hands are also celebrating him. And we begin to ask ourselves, what is happening to us as a people? But here at Radio Biafra, we are determined that Gowon, anytime, any day, we face the music, he will face of the law.
Yes, Uche, as you continue, we have to ask the caller on Skype to please stay where you are. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. You are connected. Stay where you are. So we'll come to you next. Uche, please go ahead.
Yes, I'm still on Gowon. What we are saying is that our people lost a collective will to face the perpetrators of the people who killed our people, especially Gowon and his school, and his murderous modern Nigerian politicians and generals. And it is worrying, very worrying. But the earlier we begin to do something, the better. Radio Biafra has started, and we are going to pursue this to its logical conclusion. We enjoin every man and woman of goodwill, every Biafrans who have the interests of Biafrans at heart, to join this campaign, because Gowon is not supposed to be working free in the land of free men at the moment. We cannot wait until he's dead. He has to face the music. Already, the blood of innocent Biafrans, he spilled, is against him. Nigeria is imploding. Nigeria is imploding. Nigeria is turning against itself. And this is just the beginning. The Biafrans who are who have been waiting for justice should rise up to the occasion. Nobody will fight this war for us. Nobody will fight for us unless we rise up and air our views. The world cannot come defend us until we begin to stand in the gap to defend ourselves. Now is the time. There is no other time.
Thank you very much, Uche. And you've made a very valid point. And to support what you're saying, isn't it very ironic? They even said there was a village that gave him a chieftaincy title. And they're wondering why God is killing us every blessed
day. This is serious.
Look at what he's saying. This is a quote from Gowon. Uche, if you're listening, and our listeners as well, this is what Gowon said. It is unfortunate that insecurity has become a norm in the country. I do not know why Nigerians do not value the lives of other Nigerians. This is coming from a mother. Life in this country is valueless, and I do not know why this is happening. Gowon is saying he doesn't know why this is happening. It's like a rat, a rodent, going to steal fish from the kitchen and saying, I don't know why stealing is going on.
Another worrying aspect of it is that media outfit, newspaper outfit like Vanguard, should be deleting people's comments. They published what Gowon said, and they were not able to accommodate people who are actually telling Gowon what he's doing. All the comments on Vanguard, National Vanguard, has been deleted. They have been deleted without any reasonable excuse.
Why we need our own media. Our people need to understand that this war, you have to win the argument. The world cannot support Biafra unless they know about Biafra. The world cannot support Biafra unless we win the argument for Biafra. That was what the Jews did.
That is why Vanguard has proved why Biafrans are not allowed in Nigeria. They suppress every media report about Biafra. They don't want anything about Biafra to be heard in Nigeria. Igbos, Biafrans do not have any independent, credible media outfit that will represent them. The media in the West, in the North, have been telling our stories for us for the past 40 decades. And now is the time, if we are waking up now, Radio Biafra has come and Radio Biafra needs to be supported. Radio Biafra is the voice of the people, oppressed people of Biafra. If you support Radio Biafra, you will hear the truth. You will always get credible information about what is happening. Vanguard is representing the interests of Nigerian government. They do not want anything Biafra to be heard anywhere. They do not want the massacring of Biafra to be heard by the entire world. And the worst is that our people are clueless about all this. They don't want to do anything.
They don't want to. They are saying, "Oh, we read Achebe. We've read what Achebe wrote. Act on what Achebe have written." That's the key. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Morocco.
Kingsley from Morocco, please lower your system, turn it off, lower your system. Let us interact through your Skype, please. Go ahead.
Okay. This is the first time we called yesterday.
Yes.
And we are fixed to speak with you people today.
Yes.
It's been really quite long we heard about this program going on, but we are unable to connect until yesterday.
Yes.
So, and since 2 days back or 3 days back, we've been following the programs that people are doing. We in Morocco here, we are really, me and my brothers here, we are really happy regards to the program going on and the actualization of Biafra. We are really in support of it, and we know we can do our own best from this corner to see that people in Morocco here, we join the race to make sure that Biafra is actualized. Because from what is happening in that country called Nigeria, things is not moving properly and the way it's supposed to be moved. So we, the Biafrans, I believe we have stood up to our right, and the world is hearing us today. And we believe strongly that by by the special grace of God, because the Bible said with God everything is possible, and I know we are going to succeed, and God being on our side, we know we are going to succeed. And me and my brothers in this place, we really want to know the contribution we can make as in the arrangement, the organization, because I learned about the march that is about coming up. Yeah. So we want to know, because in this place, I don't know if there's any coordinator in this side of the country, Morocco, coordinating for Biafra France. I'm just tuning in for the first time or thereabout. So I want to know if there's any coordinator at this place that you can link up with the person and see what you can do from this corner.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. How many of you are there? You said you're there with our brothers. How many of you are there?
We are about six in numbers here, and, as I speak.
And starting with yourself, what is your name?
My name is Kingsley. Osta, Osta, Osta.
Yes. Hello? Yes, Osita is the next. The name. I will want the names of all of you there. Introduce yourself, please, to the world, not just to Radio Biafra, but to the whole world who are listening this evening.
Okay, my name is Okekem Kingsley. I'm from River State.
That is wonderful. And
Osita, Enugu State. Hello.
Osita, Enugu State. Yes, the next person.
Ndubuisi James. I am from Imo State.
Ndubuisi from Imo State.
Anayo Ogoku. I'm from Imo State.
Anayo, Imo State.
Yes.
Okay, so there are how many of you there? One, two. There's four of you.
Blessing Anthony, I'm from Delta State.
Blessing Anthony from Delta State. So it is a mini Biafra. So Morocco is a complete Biafran territory. Where you are this evening?
Yes.
Yes, because we have representation from everywhere, from Delta, from Rivers, from Imo as well. So this is a very wonderful, and from Enugu, wonderful, wonderful development in Morocco. And we want everybody listening this evening, if you are part of the consultative council, to make sure you mirror what Morocco people are doing. They are ready and prepared, and they called themselves together this evening to be able to have this interaction with us. I don't know, Kingsley, you have spoken. I don't know if Osita has anything to tell the world from his own viewpoint, please. Yes, we are waiting because we want the world to hear what people have to say. Yes.
Hello, hello.
Yes, Osita, go ahead.
I don't have much to tell you now, but he has spoken what I wanted to tell you.
Okay, that is wonderful. Thank you very much. Can we listen to Blessing, please? Is Blessing there? Can we listen to what she has to say, please?
Hello.
Yes, hello, Blessing. How are you?
I don't have anything to say now because my brother have already spoke the thing one of can said.
Thank you very much. So it means that you people, you have meetings and you discuss with one another before you come on. That is wonderful. So Kingsley, you asked and said, what do we want you people in Morocco to do? Is that correct?
Very correct.
Yes, there are how many of you there now? There are five of you there. We want to... You have to go and make it 10. You have to be 10 in number. The minimum number is 10 people. There are 10 of you, so we can consult you from time to time to give you privileged information, to tell you about certain things that we are doing, and then you'll be able to brief other people to make sure that the message that Radio Biafra is carrying regarding how we are going to get Biafra is received by each and every Biafran in Morocco. That is the task of the council. To start with, this is to act as liaison, to take advice from you people, to also give you instructions on what to do. So we are very happy with what Morocco is doing. We don't know how life is like there, but you must also be able to get together to support this very effort, because it is going to cost us quite a lot. So you have meetings amongst yourselves and decide what you can reasonably afford on a monthly level, on an individual basis, to be able to get to Radio Biafra. It is for your own discussion there to have in-house. But we are very happy. The world is very happy. The wider Biafran family is very happy with the activities of you, Kingsley, and what you're doing in Morocco.
Okay, thank you very much.
And, yes.
Yes, we are really pleased, and we thank you very much for giving us audience this evening, and we are also thanking the whole world for listening to us this evening. We are promising on this our side in the Morocco angle that we are going to do everything possible to make sure that this our mission that we started must surely get to limelight, and the world will know that true Biafra exists and Biafra must come to stay. And as a son of Biafra, I am promising that everything we need to do from this angle, by God being on our side, it must surely come to pass.
Yes.
And we are also praying that God should give you the enabling spirit to pilot these affairs, and you and the board of editorial board and everybody that is supporting this cause, God should give you the strength and the spirit to continue. This is our prayer for you for now.
Amen. Amen. And thank you very much for being there. Thank you very much for calling. Carol, before you come in, because Dr. Ekemba is waiting very patiently. Doctor, you have heard what our people are doing in Morocco. It's a very good example. They brought people together. There is a lady there from Delta. So it's a good representation. Kingsley himself, people are saying, oh, go and carry the minorities with you. The person leading Morocco is from River State. You know? So the person leading Morocco is from River State. That is what I'm telling. We don't need to go and preach. People sometimes give the impression we are not united. And we're telling them we are one. When the chips are down, you see them, they'll begin to come out. It is now confirmation that the Kingsley himself leading from Morocco is from River State. So we are one already. Yes, doctor, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, it is encouraging that what our brothers in Morocco is doing, and with the help of Radio Biafra, our brothers in different parts of the world will borrow a leaf from what they are doing, from what they have done, and it will also go a long way to dispel the myth about Igbo people, about Biafra people not being one. What happened is that most of the people who most of the time argue that we are not united and all those nonsense is that they don't know what is happening on the ground. They only hear what they want to hear. They have selective hearing, or they choose what they want to hear or believe on what they want to hear. The fact remains that most of the minorities in Biafra land are united in the quest for Biafra.
Yes, doctor, if you can hold on, we are asking Christian Nwosu on Skype to please hold and stay where you are. Christian Nwosu on Skype, please remain on the line. We'll come to you next. Yes, doctor, go ahead.
Yes, so I'm quite sure that our brothers all over the world will grow a leaf and replicate what our brothers and sisters in Morocco have done. Now, going back to the Gowan issue, yes, I wrote a piece, I think 2011 or early last year. It was an open letter I addressed to him where I drew his attention to the impending catastrophe that is handing over his head vis-à-vis the genocide he committed against our people. I'm quite sure you are also aware that he set up an organization he called Pray for Nigeria.
Yes.
What happened is that he knows what he did and the consequences. So instead of him to come out openly to ask God and the Igbo people to forgive him for what he has done, he's just going through the back door, through other channels to test the water to see if we are still angry, if we have forgotten what the atrocities he committed against our people. And unfortunately, there's no how we will forget the atrocities he committed against our people. There's no how we will forget 3.5 million people he sent to their early grave. Now, what is happening to him, as we just briefly pointed out, is the nemesis. He is getting the test of the medicine he administered on our people. The people he thought that are his people, they used him, and now they have dumped him. They are coming after him. He is now facing the pain of what our people went through. And this is just the beginning. And regarding why he has not been picked up, why he has not, the case has not been brought to the International Court of Justice, as Carol said. Now, it is the same issue with the whole of Biafran struggle. That is, the don't care attitude of most of our people. They don't want to speak out. Those who are supposed to, they are not speaking out. And I'm not surprised anyway. Those who are not speaking out, we don't expect them to speak out. Who do you want to speak out? Is it Rochas Okrocha that is dining and eating and dining with Gowan, have conferred to him all sort of recognition and Chiltas's title, try to see if he can bring him in and get our people to forgive him, or who else? So, now, if not because of Radio Biafra and what Bilia Human Rights Initiative is doing, nobody will know the extent of atrocities committed about our people. We are not going to give up. Yes, I accept that we are facing a lot of challenges, more especially inadequate financial resources, as Carol pointed out. To take a case to International Court of Justice, it will require a huge amount of money. You are talking about years and months of gathering evidence.
We have that already, Doctor. We have the evidence already. So if you hold that for a second, we'll take this caller from Skype. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Christian Osu from India.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling to inform that I'm back to base, and all this while I've been listening to callers from India, and Nandi, you've not been giving them the correct Skype name to add. It is Christian.Wosu.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yes. It's Christian.Wosu in India. So all our India listeners, it is Christian.Wosu. Put it on Skype. He will accept you, and yes, India should start moving now that you're back. You're moving very, very speedily to where you want it to be.
Yes, I've just sent you my direct contact for them to call me also.
Okay.
So we can pick up at the LS.
We'll do that. Thank you very much.
Did you send the contact?
Yes. We have sent the contact and we'll announce it on the air. Send it to us by text.
I've just sent the mobile number now.
Okay, we'll announce it on the air. Thank you very much.
No.
Thank you, Christian. Thank you. It's Christian.Wosu. The caller on the phone, please give us your name and where you're calling from. We have a caller on the phone. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay. I'm from Chikemwosu.
Yes.
Calling from Canada, Toronto, Canada.
Canada has woken up. I will tell you, Chike, that we are disappointed with Canada. We don't know what is happening in Canada. Why is Canada?
No, you don't have to be disappointed or not. We are actually disappointed.
Tell us, the world is listening. Tell us why you're disappointed. Tell us.
What happened?
We apologize.
We have, actually, all the people I spoke to who are finding in the volunteer list, they keep calling me, asking me what is happening. They have not gotten any response from you. And they are trying to see, is there any way you can let us have the contact information of the person who is in charge of Canadian athletes or...
No, but you have called, so you can organize it. There's our sister. We are waiting for her to make contact with us. We have Toronto. We have Carol. How many Canada? Can you remember that we had how many Canadians we wrote to?
I can't remember. I think it's one or two. There's not many.
Not many from Canada.
No, I think it's only one actually.
Okay, you see, not many from Canada. So what we are saying is maybe they have completed it, and because the system fluctuation, we are migrating to our own server only tomorrow. So there may have been a problem. So what they need to do is to send us a text message or send us an email. They can send us a text message on the Radio Biafra number. Send us a text, your name, your phone number, your contact address in Canada, and your email. Then we can send it to you. We are looking for people to take leadership. We don't want people to come and say, oh, I'm a leader, I can lead. This is an opportunity for somebody to lead in Canada. We are disappointed, we must say it very categorically, with Canada, because we want Canada to come up. And Canada,
I will beg you pardon, and I will beg you. The problem is that probably there must have been a miscommunication between how it is being organized. We are, especially we in Toronto, we have a very good number of us in Toronto. Actually, most of us are listening now, and we can hear witness. We are of the impression that you have already had a representative with whom you are contact person here in Canada, probably Manitoba or Saskatchewan or any other place. That was why, that is why we have been relentless, and we are trying to see if we can get any contact number of that person. But since you have informed us that there is nothing of such arrangements, then we will have to take it upon ourselves to do that now.
You have to do that immediately, please. And we are holding you responsible. The other, are you related to Christian Ngosu in India, who is heading India? Are you related to him?
No. I'm asking you that. Please, it is very, very good. I'm very, very impressed how you call on the people from Morocco and make them identify themselves, that each and every one of them from wherever they come from, from the African land.
Yes.
It is a very good thing that we know that we are talking and we are arranging with the Biafran. So,
from Idato, we give you the responsibility to coordinate Canada. We are waiting for our sister to make contact with us from Canada. If there are any other persons from Canada that Chike Nwosu will coordinate Canada, he lives in Toronto, from now onwards, please. Thank you very much for calling. We ask them to send us email or text message, or even if they're on Skype, to send us their registration via Skype. We will respond to them. We have a lot of people writing in, but we will get to everyone one after the other. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you for all the good things you are doing. Please, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, Carol, is there any reason why this thing cannot be done tomorrow or day after, as early as possible? Any outstanding admin work to be done?
Yeah, there is outstanding admin work. Unfortunately, I've been rushed off my feet. I was told off today by somebody in Malaysia for not getting back to him as soon as I could. I think that let me remind everybody that to send in your information individually. We have had problems with the system, as Uchi was saying, because they're changing servers, etc., and it does take a long time to do that. So text it in, email it in. I know some people have Facebooked me them and their details. If you can give us your full details so we can get back to you. I was really glad to hear from Morocco. And another thing that, you know, it's nice to see that they've come together as a group, like a gathering. And if you've got internet connection, especially in Barafraland or somewhere where, you know, there's very, very slight internet connection, it's nice to have a gathering. If you could bring people in, I know that in the Caribbean, you know, they put the TV on top of the hill and everybody comes and watches the TV. So maybe, you know, you could gather people together on certain nights of the week for the broadcast. It's nice to hear from Morocco, because I'm very surprised that I haven't heard from other parts of Africa. I'm really surprised that nobody's come forward from South Africa.
I must apologize. There is South Africa, yes. They got in touch. He got in touch. They got in touch today.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, that's South Africa.
Oh, that's good. I was very surprised. Yeah. I'm very glad Morocco came
forward.
Yes,
yes. We have Mozambique. We have Senegal. We have South Africa. Okay. We don't have any in Angola. We don't have any in Congo. We are asking those people to come forward. It will help a lot when we switch over, but if we can add shortwave broadcasting as well, so they can listen to it on their radio.
This is what we're working on.
That is the key. So that the project, if anybody's asking you, oh, this money you're contributing to Radio Biafra, what are they going to do with it? We can tell you now. Because at Radio Biafra, nothing is hidden. Nothing is hidden here. We need to expand the capacity of Radio Biafra to broadcast to everybody in the entire Southern Hemisphere by returning back to shortwave broadcasting. If there are logistical problems to do with our transmitter, we have made that very clear to Australia today that we may consider going on shortwave in the interim, so that our people are aware of what is happening. That is number one. It's going to cost money. Number two, we need to proceed with making sure that our app is launched. That is also going to cost a lot of money. Radio Biafra has been called to one or two countries to come and do very important work, which we cannot announce on the air. That is also going to require some funding. We need to proceed also full steam ahead with our transmitter to make sure that it is mounted in Biafra land, broadcasting on AM and FM, FM locally. That is going to cost money. We must also maintain it. We need generator. Our brother associated to list everything out. We are going to do that. But what we want to make everybody realize is that go on also so we'll have to go to face trial. As long as we are alive, Go One will face trial. Radio Biafra is here to make the impossible possible. If you're with us all the way through, we will get Biafra and people will see it how it's going to happen. We are not going to relent. We are not going back. There is no retreat and there will be no surrender until Biafra is gotten. That is our solemn pledge to our people. Now and forever. Let's go and see if Chukwu Nebunezekpa is there to guide us, please. Chukwu Nebunezekpa, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, please go ahead. The world is listening.
I just want to thank our listeners, especially those from Morocco that rang in today. I'm just very impressed.
Please, Zekpa, before you continue, we must tell the caller on Skype, to stay where you are. You are next, please. The caller on Skype, remain where you are. Do not lose your connection. We'll come to you next. Yes, but please continue.
Yeah, it is, to see Go One, we know what Go One did when he changed his name, you know, when they used to call him Go On With One Nigeria, you know? So Go On With One Nigeria is Go One's name. Now, I don't know why he doesn't want to Go On With One Nigeria anymore. And then since they removed him from power, he has become a recluse. So the thing is that if they will not get away from the killing of millions of people, and the thing is that we must send a deterrent to them for other people who will try to kill Igbos in the future. It's not only Go One, there's many of them that actually kill massacred Igbos, so that Asaba. So we know that some of them are still walking around and nothing has happened to them. And then we'll go after them one after the other. But we will start with Go One. We'll start with Go One, who actually was the head of state. Who was in charge of the whole thing, and then he, in fact, is good, he's personally responsible because everything ends up in his desk. So if you are going to start, we'll have to start with him, so that in the future other people will know that we will pursue them wherever they are in the world, and they bring them to account for the death of all those millions of people. We owe it to those dead people that those that have killed will not die in vain, and then people that are alive will call for the world to, you know, remind the world and then inflict the world's conscience to look into the case of the millions of Biafra that were killed. We are the only people that were massacred in millions and nothing happened to it. What happened? I don't know why what people have done to the world. Why that they could not be able to, you know, the death of people are really not taken very seriously. The massacre of people on the bus stations and the trains and the pogrom. I don't know why is it that the conscience of the world have not been pricked except, you know, on some few people.
Yes, that is why Radio Biafra is here. We have spent over 20 years researching Biafra. We are here now, and Biafra is going to come. Biafra is with us, and Biafra is going to come. We are not going to miss this very golden opportunity to get Biafra in truth and honesty. We are following everything step by step. Our people must understand this. The reason why we need to internationalize this very effort is to prick the conscience of the world, to draw the attention so that what happened before will not happen again. The people must understand when they talk about Israel, the Israelites went after everybody that killed them. If you like hiding in under your mother's instead of mother's wrapper, they will find you. And they will either kill you or bring you to trial. We don't need to be begging people. We cannot beg Go On, oh please Go On, come to international court. We are begging you to come there. No. Go One will be compelled to go there based on the weight of evidence against him. It is in Chinua Achebe's book. Our people should go and read the book. When you read, there was a country. If you read it, please do something about it. All we're asking you to do is to support Radio Biafra. There is nothing we cannot do by the special grace of God himself in heaven. There is nothing that is beyond us to do. As long as we have you, as long as we have credible, patriotic Biafrans, there is nothing that Radio Biafra cannot accomplish. Nothing on this earth. And we are marching forward. Because of Radio Biafra, which you own as a listener, this is your own. When people call and say, Chineke goes, it gets me very angry. It is not all us doing it. It is all of us doing it together. Because I have said it before, the editorial board have said it, they have decided. We want other people to come to London to sit here to broadcast. This thing is not my own. It doesn't belong to me. I am here serving the people. Any day you want me to leave, I will leave here and go and do some other thing. If I'm wanted elsewhere, I will go elsewhere to do something else. We want people to be here. So people should stop saying that what you people are doing. It is what all of us are doing. It is your own radio station. If you want it to stay, it stays. If you want it to close, it will close. It is yours. So we will prefer a situation whereby, in fact, following the invitation to Israel and the way our brothers in Morocco, they have given us an idea this evening, Radio Biafra would like to move from country to country when it is convenient for people. If you can afford to organize, to have Radio Biafra come to the country where you are and broadcast the same way our brothers are in Morocco, we can sit around the table. We are planning to do this next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from Israel. We'll do it. We'll travel to Israeli cities and speak to our people, and we'll bring you Radio Biafra from Israel. That's why, if you can afford to have us in your place, we'll come to your place and broadcast from there. To tell you that this is your radio station, it doesn't belong to anybody, it's yours. If they want us to leave it in Israel, we'll leave it there for them. So we don't want this, how are you people doing? It is, how are we all doing? We want the issues that concerns Radio Biafra to be your own personal concern, because it is yours. What we are doing here is to achieve what you have asked us to do, which is to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Not Biafra of Abudos on the street collecting money from traders in Onitsha. Let us go to Skype, please. This is Radio Biafra. You've been waiting very patiently. Please give us your name and where you are.
Okay, good evening. Good morning. My name is Obi Anthony. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Malaysia, good people.
I'm so happy.
Malaysia. Yes, go ahead.
I'm so happy with what we are doing. Just as you said, it is not what you are doing, but yes, rather what we are doing collectively.
Yes.
We are trying, and by the special grace of God, something tremendous will be coming out of us here in Malaysia. From our leader, Ikechukwu Nyago, he asked me to tell you that anyone that will call from Malaysia here, you should tell them to link with us so that, because our meeting is coming up. Hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
If someone is calling from Malaysia, you should tell him that he have to link with Ikechukwu Nyago so that they will join us in our meeting that is coming up this week on Tuesday. That is number one. Then number two, I want to comment on this issue of Gowan.
Stay where you are on Skype. We'll come back to you. Stay where you are. Let's take this call on the phone because of their credit. We are concerned about them as well. Please give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, the caller.
My name is Maureen. I'm calling.
Yes, Maureen.
My name is Maureen Ezeji. I'm calling from Canada.
Yeah, Maureen Ezeji. We've been looking for you all this while. Maureen Ezejiku from Canada. Which part of Canada are you in? Our brother Chike Nwosu called a while ago. Give us your town you're in Canada. Hello? You've already volunteered. I said, where are you in Canada? Which city are you in Canada?
I'm in Calgary.
Oh, in Calgary. So I'm sure that Chike Nwosu is listening, that our sister is in Calgary. Maureen is in Calgary. And I don't think I have Chike's number here. What we need to do is to put all of you in touch. Maureen, you and Chike should be working hand in hand in Canada to make sure that things are moving in the right direction. I did make an announcement, was it yesterday or day before last, that we are looking for you. That I was personally looking for you to try and get hold of you. But it's a good thing you've now called. And but what we got from the Canadians is only one person. So if Chike is saying he's registered and you've registered as well, it's only one contact that came through. So is this Maureen?
I think it was Maureen.
So Maureen, we have your contact. Don't worry. Maureen, we have your contact. Yes.
I said I'm gonna organize people, and I've been contacting people, and all the people I've been contacting are in Toronto. I'm so glad that somebody has come from Toronto to camp people over there. I'm so glad to hear that.
Thank you.
I would like to have the information of the person gathering that the people in Toronto. I've already registered online, so I can, even if it's a card or whatever, anyhow we can be meeting together or have discussion together at least.
Wonderful. I'm sure that Chike Nwosu is listening. Maureen, we have your details already. Chike, we don't have your details. If you can please text your details, Chike, please give us your number again. Text it to us via the telephone number which we give all the time, which is +44 78 31 30 8376. If Chike can send us, we have Maureen's details already, Chike, so we can send you Maureen's contact as soon as possible, so people can even start meeting via Skype. You don't have to come together in one place. If they, of course, Canada is very large, you can meet via Skype. So my sister Maureen, thank you very much for calling. It goes to show that everybody is listening. So thank you for calling. Once Chike makes contact with us, we'll give Chike your details so that Canada can kick off immediately, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you and God bless
you. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you. Yes, my brother from Malaysia, please go ahead. The floor is yours once again.
Okay, thank you. Just as I said initially, for the people that will be calling from Malaysia, they should either link to me or to our leader, whoever, so that we will form more groups, because we are planning to see how we will raise more funds. That's why they want from the 10-man committee. That is why we need other Biafrans. There are people who are willing, but they don't know where to join. So in case a call comes, this is what we agreed. Let them be linked up. Then number two is, I want to comment on this issue of a Gewan issue. First of all, I'm so glad that this thing comes up. I believe this time is indeed is a judgment time for such a thing to be taken up. I believe that there is no other person that can do it. There is no other group that can do it if it is not a human rights initiative. We are not expecting people, our Igbo politicians, to go on this kind of thing. Just as we have said, how Governor Rocha Sokoroche is dining up with them. You don't expect such a person to take them to court. And another thing I would like us to do in this editorial, but using the media, is to publish, to write more, and also, like me, I don't know much about the genocide, but all I had is just story, not a real historical. We know we study in Nigeria, and Nigeria has been blind also regarding anything Biafran history, except the one we get from internet or somewhere, the one out there told us. So I'd like us to be telling our people more and more how, let's say chronic, how bad this thing was then. Because we had it, how it happens. If there are pictures and all those things, let it be posted so that we will feel it. Let the pen enter us and let us support. Let us be part of it. And just as I was saying, not only Gowan, even I added something about the Tiwaida Juma and Co. Let these people be brought to book. Let them be judged. This is the time. This is the time. Let us take it up. For Chinua Achebe to release that book before he died, I believe that God is working. If not, who knows? Had it been he delayed, we wouldn't have gotten that book. So this is the time. God has a plan for us, and let us utilize this time. Thank you very much.
Yes, and thank you very much, my brother. There is a breaking news we are receiving this evening. There is a breaking news we are receiving this evening that a Hausa, the spokesperson for they have a few of them who are spokespeople for the Hausa oligarchy. This man is very close to the Sultan of Sokoto. He is very close to the ruling elite in Hausa land. His name is Abubakar Maman Ngulde. Abubakar Maman, note this name, Abubakar Maman Ngulde, who writes and blogs for the Hausa people. They have made it official now. The official Hausa line, as at this evening, on the 19th of May 2013, it is here in Daily Post for everyone to see. The Igbos will never rule Nigeria again. This is from Hausa people. The Igbos will never rule Nigeria again. This is what Radio Biafra has been telling our people from time. If Nnamdi Azikiwe that got independence did not govern Nigeria, if Ali Rossi was killed in office, if Chuboka Adigbo was killed while trying to serve the northern people, if Ekweme was disgraced in Jos, who else is worthy to govern Nigeria? They can never give it to us. Goodluck Jonathan was just an accident, an entire mistake. It will never happen again. Go and tell your people that the Hausas have now made it official. No Igbo. That is what they are writing to you, telling the whole world for us to dare them. No Igbo person will rule Nigeria again. And we know the reason why. We have been very docile. We have been very weak. As Chekwa Sokolie once said, if your enemies don't love you, at least get them to respect you. Nobody fears us. Nobody respects us. Nobody loves us. Oh my God. In our place, you are alive, but you're better off dead. We are finished as a people. This is the insult. This is why Radio Biafra has to continue. We are saying to them, we agree with you. No Igbo man will be president in Nigeria, but we are saying there will be no more Nigeria because there will be Biafra. If Yorubas want to dine with the Hausa people, that is their business. But we are going to get Biafra. As we have said before, we will say it again. We are Boko Haram commits 10, one suicide bomber will commit 50. We will tell them that they are not more stubborn than we are. They are not more intelligent than we are. We know what we are doing. We want to wake up the consciousness of our people to meet this challenge head on. The world will either kill all of us, not this time around, you kill only 3.5 million. The world, by which we mean Britain, US, all of them. If you don't want Biafra to survive, make sure you have the type of machine gun that will kill everybody, because we'd rather be dead than live in this type of nonsense called Nigeria. That this zoo, hopeless zoo that somebody is telling us in a so-called democratic dispensation that no Igbo man can ever do. This is the type of nonsense that I've been talking about in the north. Now it's coming out in the open. It is coming out. Any Igbo person that believes in one Nigeria should be castrated if you're a man. If you're a woman, God knows what should be done to you, because you're not fit to be a human being. Don't beg people anymore to join Biafra. If they don't want to come, that is their business. They are not human. Anybody who says no to Biafra and you claim you're Igbo, you are not a human being. You are a disgrace to humanity. Look at what Hausa people are saying. So all we are good at is to open trading shop, be merchants all over Nigeria, selling spare parts, selling building materials, selling cloth, selling all manner of rubbish that wouldn't sustain any country. And we are here talking about Nigeria. Nigeria is my country with green, white, green flag. God punish everybody who professes Nigeria with their mouth. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm on the studios of Radio Biafra. I have with me Carol Monde, who has sacrificed. Maybe she's atoning for the British people, what they did to us. Carol is serving the Biafran cause. Maybe, is it some kind of impairment for... Are you guilty of what your people did? Of
I hope
what?
Not. Otherwise, I'll be hung and strung and quartered.
Exactly. So she's here doing her bit to help this struggle. We insist that she serves Biafra. She comes diligently and loyally, not just her entire family, her daughter and her sons, working very hard to make sure that they spread the message of Biafra. They said, any day it is time for us to go out on the street, we will see the number of English people that will come out to join us. We will see the number of Scottish people and Welsh people. The entire British public will be behind us, going forward to present our case to the world, because we are tired of living a life of based on fraud. Nigeria is a fraudulent creation created for criminals and gangsters, and we have the results there before us every blessed day. Let us go to Dr. Gemba, please. Doctor, what can you make with things are happening? Canada is waking up. A lot is happening. When we now talk about somewhere, it goes to show that people are listening from everywhere. When we talk about a particular place, two or three people will call from there to say, hey, we are here. We have a brother as well. Larry Joseph is from Spain. He is asking us to please make sure that we tell our brother Michael from Madrid, Spain as well, that he is in Spain and they need to get together. So when we finish this program, please can Michael call back, or I can speak to Larry and put two of you in touch in Madrid so you can know each other. We are also waiting for contact from Chike Nwosu from Toronto. We have our sister Maureen Ezechukwu from Calgary. Is that correct? It's Calgary, isn't it? She said.
Calgary
is in Italy, isn't it? It's Calgary that is in Canada. I don't know if they speak Italian there. But we need to put them together in touch again. Ireland is moving, that is Dublin. So the worldwide speed of this very event is gathering momentum. Dr. Gemba?
Hello, yes, Nnamdi, yes. In addition to these countries mentioned, there are three countries in Africa, and we want them to come up and connect to Radio Biafra, speak to us. And that is Ghana, Ivory Coast, and Cameroon. Please, if you are listening, or you know anybody in these three countries, Ghana, Ivory Coast, and Cameroon, there is a very sizable number of our people in these three countries. And of course, there are other countries in Africa and all over the world. You see, Radio Biafra is now, I'm happy that our people now is beginning to understand the role Radio Biafra now is fulfilling it is now the connecting point, a one-stop shop to connect our people all over the world. So, in addition to listening to Radio Biafra, it is also important that you visit our website. And I think we should also create a dashboard, a message board, where people can go and leave message for people to see and contact as a way of maintaining contact.
Doctor, we have that already. If you go to the website, it is there already. There's a message board. People can log in. There is a blog. We want everybody, if you're in Canada, wherever you are, go to Radio Biafra website. You can log on and create a small group for yourselves and be having conversations on Radio Biafra website. That's another thing we can do, because the type of things we discuss there, we can't discuss it on Facebook, because Facebook, the whole world sees it. On this very forum, only people, for instance, if the Canadians were to create their own little forum within Radio Biafra website, only them will see what is happening. So we cannot snoop in and have a look at and see what they're doing. Every country can do the same thing. So if you want to contact anybody, you can go there and leave a message on the wall and say, I am from so-and-so place. This is my number. Please contact me. Because we are here, as doctor said, to put our people in touch with one another. We must be one in what we are doing. And Radio Biafra is the best way to do that. Please go ahead.
Yes, so as a one-stop stop radio station, as Nandi said, we are unashamedly a one-topic, one-issue radio station. So if all people from around the world, all Biafras, those who are interested in us getting Biafra, now that everyone is now agreeing, knowing that Radio Biafra, is they have now started realized what we've been saying all along, that Radio Biafra is for everybody, is for the Biafran people. It is its purpose is one and only, that is to realize Biafra. So if we can use it as a medium to connect all our brothers and sisters of like mind all around the world, it will make things a lot easier for us, and it will make it difficult for pro-Biafran activists in Morocco to connect with one in Canada and all around the world. So, please, if you know your brother, your fellow colleague who is in any part of the world, in any country, please, through Radio Biafra, call them, encourage them to listen, to log in, to listen to Radio Biafra, so that through that means we can be able to reach them. You can be able to pass message to them, and also through our website. So, my brothers and sisters all over the world, you can see.
Doctor, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
The caller. Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, this is Chukwunyere Chigoz here. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Chukwunyere Chigoz here from Malaysia. Go ahead. Have you joined? Have you added the Kechukwu Enyiago to your list? Have you joined the group in Malaysia?
Yes.
Wonderful. Please go ahead. Make your points. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to add something to what my brother has said, the last caller from Malaysia.
Yes.
I want to use this opportunity to ask all the people residing within Legenda Aziz, around Legenda College, that they should, if they want to join our meeting on Tuesday, the meeting for the 10-man voluntary committee, that they should meet me, Chukwunyere Chigoz here, they should meet me today, so that I will tell them how they can go with us, because we will allow everybody to join us. Okay. And I also want to use this opportunity to recommend the effort of our brothers in Morocco, and also to encourage them to do more.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. They did excellently well. Our people in Morocco, they did fabulously, fabulously well. We are very grateful to them for the wonderful work that they're doing. I hope, Carol, you're not fatigued or anything like that, are you? You're not fatigued. You're not tired. You're not. You continue to help us, in you and your family, in any way that you can.
Honestly, I'm exhausted. But it's fine. We have to keep going. I can see that it's starting. The tides are starting to change. I'm getting a lot of debate, let's say, on Facebook from the enemy. So I know that we. So I know I'm causing trouble. That's good.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Chicken Moist again from Toronto. I've been listening and I was trying to call him since.
Okay, very good. Very good, yes. Yes, our sister called, Maureen Ezejuku. We want you to send us your number because your number, even as you've called, your number is not showing on the phone. It's not showing. So text your number to that same number that you called now. Use an SMS service. Send a text of your number to that so we can pass it on to Maureen Ezejuku to be able to get hold of you.
Okay, but I didn't find the volunteer. How I contact the information on
yeah, but we are saying that. Yes, we have not. We saw Maureen's one, but we didn't see your own. So I'm not saying can you go around your sources. So just send us a text message, just one line text. Which
okay, I will send you a text message now. If you want, I can call you my contact number. I don't
even
have any problem.
Okay, okay. And Maureen is listening, so call your contact number for Canada, please. Go ahead.
Okay, my contact number is 416-54-54-8.
Hello?
Hello?
No, we didn't get that. Please start again. Start all over again. We've lost it at 48. Start again, please.
Okay, do it again, please. 4-6.
No, please text it. The line is not very clear. We don't want to get it wrong. Please text your number so I can call it out. Text your number.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Text your number to also we can call it out. Yes. You said you're tired, Carol. Is that correct?
It's a very busy job. I've got a family and a job to support, but, you know, this is a good cause.
And is what supporting, isn't it?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. You can understand maybe now that you're closer to Radio Biafra, you can understand what our people are going through. You can understand the level of suffering.
Understand, the more I read every day, the more distress I get. You know, I actually thought that I could not be shocked anymore, but every day I'm shocked more and more and more. All these things that are happening, it breaks my heart and it has to change.
Yes, it's rather very sad, but we are moving ahead, and by the special grace of God, we shall overcome every impediment, every obstacle that is before us. We must reiterate, we must recap, we must remind our people that the agenda that Radio Biafra is pursuing is a very simple one. The agenda is to generate worldwide attention, to draw worldwide global attention to the issue of Biafra. We go home to Biafra land and chase away all workers of iniquity, all doers of iniquity. That was even Christ himself when he came down to earth. The first thing he did was to go to the temple in Jerusalem and sweep away all the money changers. The same thing is going to happen to us. We sweep away all the money changers, all the human parts dealers, all the baby factory owners. Every worker of iniquity will be removed from our land. We then go and confront the enemy, the Nigerian state. That is what we are going to do. So please, if you're joining us, the agenda we are pursuing is a very simple one, that this is Radio Biafra. We are delighted to have you with us. We are part of a global family, as you can see. Wherever you are, you'll be put in touch with somebody in that same country. We had a brother call from Brazil a while ago. We know that the working and the timing is not perfect. Maybe that could be the reason. But please, we are asking and saying to our brother in Brazil to please call back. We need to put you in touch with other people so that Brazil can get going. Dr. Egemba mentioned a few places. He mentioned Ghana. He mentioned Ivory Coast as well as another country. Those countries are necessary and we need to be able to get hold of them. Let me bring Egemba in at this stage to see what he has to say. Yes, please, Egemba, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to bring our volunteers worldwide to remind them of the worldwide demonstration we are planning. And to thank them for volunteering and also to remind them of the work ahead about the mobilization of other people that within their area and the enlightenment about the plight of people and, you know, the way forward. You know, they have to be prepared to work hard and for this thing, because we have to put our hands on deck. You know, it's not something that someone certainly have to do. We have to work hard and put put our heads together and then work collectively and then bring back the norms, those norms that, you know, we have lost. Together, then we all move home and then be able to reclaim our land, because it's only when you have, you know, volunteered yourself and then know what you are looking for with the one purpose. So it's that one purpose that we are trying to create by, you know, linking up to all our brothers and sisters all over the world. And I'm happy that they are coming up and they are waking up from slumber. At the moment, we know what is going on. Fighter jets are now bombing some cities in the far north. People are now fighting over there, and they are coming gradually towards our area. We have to be prepared so that we will not be taken unaware, and that's what we are doing, mobilizing. And then I'm very, very glad that our brothers are waking up, and we are continuing to network, you know, all over the world and meet some our friends all over the world and see how we are going to grow, because this time around, it's not going to be like 1966. We're going to do a lot of consultations. As our brothers, I will pray that you people continue to work hard and mobilize people in the whole area that you are, so that this demonstration will really, really have a large impact. So at the end of the day, we will achieve the desired aim. The desired aim is to create awareness of Biafra, and we are tirelessly working as well to produce the material necessary to make that successful. So we have able people over the world on different fields, and I'm very, very proud to be a Biafran.
Yes.
Forward ever, backward never.
Absolutely. We are not going. Why should we go backwards? We're not going backwards at all. We got a call from Michael, our brother from Madrid. We are asking you to please either call back. We're going to text you the number for Larry. Larry is also in Madrid, so that we can get this whole thing working as speedily and as quickly as possible. We are also aware that we have now received the contact from our brother from Canada. Mwosu is now also sent us a message, which is... let us see. We'll try as much as possible, please, Michael, to get you the number of Larry. He's also on Skype. We'll try and do that later. But we do have the somebody saying, how do I contact Radio Biafra on Skype? We don't know if you're writing from Canada or from USA. It says +1, or if it's from Malaysia. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your contact list. Add Radio Biafra to your contact list. That is all it will take. And then you're one with us. The direct contact number for Chike Nwosu in Canada, for our sister Maureen, Chike Nwosu's number in Canada, if you're using Canadian code, I don't know how it works there, is 416. This is locally, if you're dialing from Canada, it's 416-564-3001. I repeat, 416-564-3001. That is the number for our brother Chike Nwosu in Toronto, in Canada. They'll be coordinating Canada with the help of Maureen, and then let them try and get us people who are together, people who are united, people who are one, so that we can go ahead and do God's work. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, if you've been a regular listener, this is your home, this is your own radio station. We are all doing very well. Each and every one of us, we must be encouraged to do more. When we criticize, sometimes it's because we want to bring out the best in us. When we try to uplift you, please try to understand that we have no other home other than Biafra. And as long as Biafra is under occupation in that zoo called Nigeria, we are mere animals. We are not human beings until Biafra is free. Please, Doctor, by way of closing remark, what do you have to say? Because by, within the next 8 minutes, we'll be bringing this program to an end.
Yes, the stage in our struggle in the realization of Biafra is on full swing. I am very happy and delighted with the amount of response and the concern our people are now showing. And first of all, let me pay tribute and enormous thanks to Carol. It's understandable, Carol, that the way you feel that you are tired, and you can understand how enormous the work we are doing that is required. And the Biafran people is enormously proud of you. We thank you for the effort you have done. And you can now also begin to understand that how difficult it is. Here in the United Kingdom, in London in particular, we have hundreds, thousands of Igbo people, women, ladies, at different stages in their life, who cannot or find it difficult to even do the smallest of what you have done, to devote their time to see what can we do administratively, taking call, updating, responding to email. These are some of the things we are talking about. Every small thing helps. Just imagine the amount of work you have done, the few hours you have devoted, you have volunteered for us. We will appreciate it. We appreciate it. We will still appreciate it. Biafran people will appreciate it now and in future. And I will use this opportunity also to reach our brothers and sisters all over, more especially if you are in London. There is a lot you can do. You don't even need to be physically present to contribute in this struggle. Our brothers and sisters all over the world are now taking the bull by the horn, organizing themselves, reaching out to one another. And this will be also, this will also provide opportunity for a lot of them who are living in different cities. They don't know that their brothers and sisters are living next to them. So if not for anything, if Radio Biafra have succeeded to link our people together, it is a success on itself. And we are not just linking people together, we are linking people who are collectively interested on what we are doing. It is a selected few. So for you to log in, listen to Radio Biafra, spend their money, spend their time, and call in, it means a lot. So that on itself is a contribution towards realizing Biafra. So what we need to do is to take it a little bit step further. You tell your friends, your brothers and sisters all over, not to preach to them, not to force them. This is what I'm doing. You never can tell. Someone will pick it up. As I said before, there are some our brothers in other African countries that have been either quiet or they have not been connected. There must be somebody who is listening, who knows somebody in Ivory Coast, in Ghana, in Cameroon. We have a sizable number of Igbos, Igbo community, sizable Igbo community in these countries, and of course other African countries. We need to network and connect all these countries, all our brothers and sisters all over the world, and especially in the African continent. Everybody have got a role to play.
So let us try and take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name is and where you're calling from? Hello? You called? Hello? Oh, my goodness. Man. Most people don't listen. They don't listen at all. Please, Carol, by the way of closing remark, please, if you can say something, let's bring the program to an end. He was called and we've told him turn your system down, but he was still trying to hear his voice from the computer before talking to us. Not very good at all. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you for all the people that have contacted, and I know there's only 10, they're asking for 10, but you know, if you've got, I know Malaysia's burst that figure already, so if there's more people who want to volunteer from all these places, just go ahead. I mean, the more is better for us. But, you know, 10 is kind of the minimum. It's not subjective to just 10. It's just that's the minimum, I think.
Yes, thank you. And somebody has managed to come through to us. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from? The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from? The caller on Skype, we can see you. What is your name and where are you calling from? They call out. No, they're not. They can't listen to us. It's a cue for us to bring it to an end, I'm afraid. You said 10 is the absolute minimum, isn't it? And then
I think it's the minimum. It's not like the highest point.
Yeah, but the council has to be run by 10 people.
Yeah.
Then the other people can then join as assembly members. That's what we're trying to do. So, say, for instance, in Australia, there are 10 people. And then other people, because we need 10 people to be making the decision all the time.
Mm.
So that when they speak, they can say, this is what we are saying from Australia. We carry that along. We go to Philippines. We've not actually mentioned that we got a contact from Philippines. Yes, we have somebody from Philippines. We must announce to our listeners before we close this evening that, yes, we have somebody from the Philippines. Where we've not had people is Japan. They contacted us and they disappeared. But Philippines is fine. Qatar is also fine. Kuwait is fine also. So is Egypt. The place we are losing people, not losing people, please, where we are struggling to find people is in Japan, where we know there are many of us. China, we don't know what is happening in China. Maybe this is the time of the night that we broadcast. But China, we need China to now start delivering. Previously, China would not let us rest. Now we need China to also deliver. We are waiting and counting on China as well. We are asking for God to go and work within them to make them turn around.
How is France coming?
France also, we've not had any contact from France. Not much coming from France. We know they speak French. I don't know if our people are in France. France was an ally of Biafra. We need to have a very significant presence in Paris as well on this very day when this worldwide demonstration will be called. Thank you for listening to us tonight. I'm Nnamdi Kanu once again. And I had with me today in the studio Carol Monday and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, Uche Mefo also joined us, as well as Chukwuma Ebunyeze Epa. From us here in London, it is good evening. It is goodbye until we meet again tomorrow. Same time, same place at Radio Biafra here from London. Please tell your friends about us. Tell them what we are doing. God bless you and good evening.
Ibi mena no mo wagasilele.